Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliqua in the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is fucking Friday. Another fucking treasonous day. The 6th day of January 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 37 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 39 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. I think we're supposed to keep getting rain, a little bit of rain, a little bit of snow, a little bit of rain. We'll take it. We hate it. It's miserable, but we'll take it. Let's see what we're going to jump into right out the fucking gate. I mean, let's go ahead and establish our right to fucking take this country back. And fucking put the criminals who have fucking hijacked it off from underneath, well, who have fucking stolen it from us, who have declared themselves our rulers. Kings, you motherfucker! Are you think you're kings? You're gonna find out you're not. You're gonna find a bullet or a fucking guillotine that'll take a king's head off as quick as anybody else's, won't you? We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty, people. Well, you know, I still want to know when that football player got that shot and they have completed. They're just not just going to take that game out of the whole fucking year. I mean, I've never seen anything like this. I think, I mean, fuck, if you won't talk, I'll speculate. I speculate that every one of those goddamn players got a shot the day before or just briefly before that when the player dropped from on the field from a fucking, cardiac arrest. And I mean, this is unheard of. You're not going to finish the game. I mean, you're talking about a year of statistics. People, you know, they do betting and goddamn, like futures. You know, like, I mean, there's people that have boards already up for the whole fucking year. Who's going to win what, you know? It's not that. It's that they're hiding it. They don't want you to know that they're fucking killing you. Right, fucking right out in front of your fucking face. And I don't know, will they play any more football games? I mean, who else had an injection? Are they going to cancel their fucking games? Or was it just the Bengals and, I can't remember who the guy was. Oh, the Buffalo Bills, who had their injections for that, or one or the other that had their injections for that fucking day or week or whatever in the hell it was. Why won't they tell you? You're asking a simple question. Did the son of a bitch have that shot? Yes or no? And if so, when so? That is not a hard question, but man, the way that they are acting, when we get a story like this one I'm about to read, it make you want to puke. But it is the truth. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, most of the people got a shot. Most of these dumb people, I should say, they just rolled up their sleeve and got a shot. And now look at the repercussions coming. They just dropping like flies. They having cardiac arrest with their heart. They're having blood clots with their hearts and shit. Having heart attacks when they go to sleep and shit.
Oh, I agree, but I don't believe it.
A lot of people see this shit. I don't know if it's cowardice. It has to be cowardice or it has to be sidetrack. I think you were talking about like confusing people. I think it's a lot of like confusing a lot of people because you have so much propaganda out there. It's sickening. It really is. I mean, all the fuck I hear when I turn the TV on is them four college kids that got murdered up there in Moscow and shit.
Yeah, in another country. I mean, Moscow, that's the next county over to you, right?
No, I'm in Pennsylvania. Like, he was up by the Poconos. This guy supposedly went to college out there, and, like, it's all propaganda, though.
Of course it is.
Like, that's all they're showing is, like, I try to find something good to watch and shit, and I can't find that. It's all about, like the football player that almost dropped dead on the field. Everything's so depressing anymore.
You're absolutely correct, and that's the way it's meant to be. But I do not believe that a majority of the people in this country have taken that fucking shot. I mean, they're gonna use every bit of their propaganda machine, which is a goddamn ministry of truth at this point in the fucking ballgame, because we are under a totalitarian dictatorship.
They got the shot. I mean, the people I know personally got the shot. I'm like, well, I don't know. If you didn't educate yourself with this shit, then I guess you deserve what you get.
Of all the people I know, there's only been a few that have gotten the shot. I mean, and I told them better. You know, that's the best you can do.
I try to explain to them, too, that, you know, they're trying to change your DNA. Even my own family doctor told me that you don't have to get no shot if you don't want to. It's your decision, you know.
And, well, and it's supposed to be. But when they can fucking isn't it under duress when they threaten you with your job, threaten you with your God? I mean, they want to threaten you with fucking anything. You won't be able to get gas, groceries. If they could do it and get away with it, by God, they would. So if you can't leave your house unless you take a shot, fuck you. It's just come to the point. It has come to the point to fight. I don't know what I have to say to people to get them to understand. We need to take our fucking guns and we need to blast these motherfuckers that have been fucking riding roughshod over us for over 100 fucking years out of this goddamn country. Kill every one of them. Take every fucking thing they have and make an example of them that'll make nobody want to come back here and try it again.
I agree 100% with you, man.
Right on, brother.
I mean, how much longer do we have to live, you know? I mean,
exactly, I mean, man. Fucking exactly. I mean, it's a hell of a thing facing mortality, but once you faced it, it's not so scary as it was before you faced it. I mean, you think when you're growing up, you know, you'll think about dying every once in a while, and it's, ooh, you know? But when you get up, you know, I'm 61, you know, closer to 62. But the bottom line is, what the fuck are you going to take from me, you son of a bitch? Nothing. I mean, it's worth, the problem is people are so goddamn afraid of dying. What the hell happened to the people? I mean, plastics? They talk about that people ate plastic, you know, the plastics had, shit in it to make you fucking get rid of your testosterone and your fucking your manliness. But what I mean, I drink out of plastic. I drink out of, you know, how come it hasn't affected me that way is what I keep asking.
I drink out of plastic too, and I eat the GMO foods, and yep. I just don't understand. I mean, I know the dumbing down, the indoctrination and shit, but how much can people just put up a wall and block it out?
I think
all I see is like people being afraid of.
There you go.
Like, everything has to be a fear-based system. Like, yep. I walk to my car and get in my car and just go. If anything happens, it's meant to happen. If I get into a car crash, it happens. You just, yep. You know, gotta be careful what you do. I mean, you can't be careful at everything. Well, people are just, they don't even want to leave their house most of the time.
Well, I don't. But I don't. I mean, I don't have anywhere to go.
The edge, like, oh, you can't socialize with these people. You can get corona. I'm like, don't you do any, like, education? Like, you do any research about this shit? And they're like, oh, no, we get it on the news. Like, they will never lie to people, you know, because they're telling. I'm like, oh, come on, man. You can't be this stupid, man.
You got to understand they're the minority, though. They're not going to throw the people out there that don't vote, that don't have nothing to do with this shit, that are sitting there with their fucking finger on the trigger saying, I have had a fucking enough of this shit. And like you and me, you know, they're up there in the age. But, you know, I still move around pretty goddamn good. I can sure as hell fucking weld a rifle, and I can weld a pistol. If I knew it would start it, you know, but these people, yeah. It's the younger generations. The younger generations, they gave them, just like after World War II, you know, everybody got, you know, if you wanted a job, you got a job. I mean, things were booming. People had, they had their scraps. They had big scraps off the table. So they didn't want to, I mean, they sat there and they watched their goddamn rights be deteriorated way back in 1933 with the bankruptcy and the fucking taking of the fucking gold. They just fucking let that happen, man.
Well, that's what I can't wrap my head around. Like unless they were really like programmed to just hand over. That's like handing over your like food supply or something you have, or your guns and ammunition or whatever to protect yourself. Oh, I'm just going to give it to this group of people because they wrote it on paper and said, "Here, you have to do this." Or we'll send agencies to your house, or we'll send Blackwater USA or police.
There you
go. Well, then I guess that's time to die. I guess.
Fight it out. You're under the same circumstances.
The people didn't want to come. Like, it seems like people want to come together, but then they get too afraid and they run away.
Yep. Oh God, yes. Man, you're reading my mind, brother. I mean,
that's where I live, because in Pennsylvania, like, there's nice people out here, and there's nice people around the world. Don't get me wrong, but it's just that they hear about like murder, like someone gets murdered or something.
Uh huh.
Well, there's murder happening every day, though. Like, someone gets shot over a parking spot.
Yep.
You know, but they don't, it's not because it's not, like, headline news, because everything has to be a profit, money-making thing.
You can be the most careful person in the world. You can sleep, spend your time at home wrapped in a cotton ball and get run over by a milk truck jogging to the health food store. I mean, there is no goddamn certainty in this world. But the bottom line is, you have so many years on this goddamn planet, and the ones before us did not step up and take care of this, and they should have. So it's left to us, man. I mean, fuck, I guess we get to pay the fucking fiddler, but it's got to be done.
Yeah, it has to be done. It should have been done in 2008.
It should have been done in 1933. When they came and took those people's gold, did those people get a procedural due process before having their property removed from them?
Well, they didn't get the due process.
Of course not, they didn't. They would have had to give it to each and every one of them. They wrote a blanket goddamn fucking dictate that absolutely violated the Bill of Rights, which is the highest and only goddamn ratified law in this fucking land. And we just wrote it down with our pink fucking crayon, and you gotta give us all your fucking gold. Fuck you. I mean, I cannot believe that my people, fucking American nationals, and say, fucking come and get the goddamn gold, you son of a bitch. But by then, there was no goddamn plastic back then. It was just fucking ignorant. It's been ignorance and communication and cowardice, man, I'm telling you right now.
And they're making profit because it's a criminal organization.
Well, hell yeah, they're a criminal organization. They don't make no bones about it.
It's a money-making profit system.
They keep
telling people if you don't have the system, you're not going to have toilets, you're not going to have showers.
Well, we're looking at fucking fascism.
If you get the power back to the people, you can have that stuff.
We're looking at fascism here. The goddamn robber barons are fucking in complete fucking control of this goddamn puppet fucking... Well, it ain't our government. It ain't no government. This puppet corporation that they have unlawfully put in place of the fucking... Well, we never had a government because there was never a constitution because the people never ratified it. And they claim to be ruling us by our consent. My ballsack!
Yeah, I agree with you, because they did that on Christmas, I think it was the 24th or something. and a secret meeting. I forget the island they went to.
I think they go to over there to
Davos. Island or something like that.
They go over to Davos, Switzerland.
There was an island they went to, oh. And they went into secret or some shit. It was around Christmas time they did.
Laura's telling me, hang on. What?
Jekyll
Island. Yeah.
Yeah, the creatures. Island. Yeah,
so,
I mean, it's just
yeah, the fucking just like everything else that is fucking the misery that you and I, you know, you see, fucking you feel like shit. Of course you do. You're not free. This is how slaves feel. When you can't go and do something that's not bothering anybody else, and somebody's fucking been hired to go out in the woods and catch you getting a mushroom or something that fucking belongs to you because this goddamn country belongs to you. See, they didn't just come straight at regulating the man. First, they spread that fucking administrative admiralty from that 10-mile square it was never supposed to escape, clear across this country through post offices and they created new federal fucking agencies. Where did they get the consent from the people? There's never been consent from the people. If you cannot create a jurisdictional authority that's real, I just wrote it down on a piece of paper with a pink crayon, so now I rule. You think, you son of a bitch? What they do is they put together fucking power structures and they come in and they fucking attack because what they want is the wealth of this fucking country and they want our people enslaved. And the goddamn crown heads of Europe want us back on our fucking knees like goddamn peasants. I'm not your goddamn peasant. I will not go to my knees. I will go to my feet. I will die on my feet fighting you to the fucking death, you son of a bitch. And whoever you assholes are out there that want to die for a paycheck, come and give her a go. At any rate, you're absolutely correct. But as far as I always talk about this. I know 30 fucking years, we talked about what they did. I mean, goddamn, you talk about cause for action. We haven't had cause for action for fucking 30 or 40 fucking years already. I mean, goddamn, in fact, are we not in a state of neglect for not dealing with this shit? You want to see how fucking rugged it is? And remember, this fucking cop here, this is a country of 490 million square fucking miles. And if they caught one, I mean, who commits crimes like what I'm about to describe to you for fucking years and gets away with it? It's through the Masonic fucking lodges. I mean, they have been running this goddamn country since the get-go. They're the goddamn good old boy system, you know, the Masonic fucking lodge and the dirty church working hand in hand, just like over in fucking England with that goddamn king sitting in his own shit with the fucking cardinal's hand on his shoulder saying, this is what God wants you to have. Well, I'll tell you what, God, I pass. Thank you. At any rate, the top cop gets 100 years for feeding semen to wife's students, raping kids, and filming it. Now, this motherfucker should have been put up against the goddamn wall. And listen, just listen how long he got away with this. Yeah, this is from Free Thought Project. It was sent in by Galen for a discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The Free Thought Project reported in 2019 a high level of Livingston Parish Sheriff's deputies, office deputy, who commanded the SWAT team and his wife were indicted on more than 150 felonies for unspeakable crimes against children and animals. Dennis Perkins and his wife Cynthia Perkins were accused of multiple counts of child rape and the production of child pornography, among other disturbing charges, including secretly feeding Dennis Perkinson's semen to children who were students at Cynthia Perkins. Demented? On Tuesday, this vile, disgraced cop took a plea deal. He took a plea deal, guys. No plea deal. This should be a goddamn capital offense. On Tuesday, this vile, disgraced cop took a plea deal, and although he didn't admit to all 150 charges, he pleaded guilty to enough of them that he will be going to jail for the rest of his life. You want to bet? Because I'm here to bet you he don't. Perkins was sentenced to 100 years in prison after pleading guilty to one count of second-degree rape, two counts of sexual battery of a child, one count of video God, they're calling it voyeurism, whatever in the hell that is, probably, it's sick. Two counts of production of child porn of children under the age of 13, and one count of the, mingling of harmful substances. I guess that's putting the semen in the goddamn kids. What the hell? Cynthia took a plea deal in 2022 and received 41 year sentence after agreeing to testify against her husband. The case that dragged on for years has finally come to an end, and the victims will be spared the horrific experience of revealing the events in the courtroom. No, every event should be fucking goddamn fucking revealed, and this son of a bitch, now you watch, this son of a bitch do about 4 or 5 fucking years and he'll be back on another police force. You watch it happen. Not just for the victims, but for the juniors who had to watch it. It would have been very disturbing. Do you fucking think? Prosecutors said after the sentencing. That's why we're so happy that we were able to achieve what we did today, without having to go through that. No, you have to go through that because you have to show the enormity, a goddamn union badge and a black fucking set of clothes can let you get a fucking away with. Who could get away with this? 150 fucking kids, really? 150 felonies? No one has to worry about, go ahead.
Yesterday on my local news, they just came and said in my state alone that they're trafficking children right now. And I'm like, people ain't walking out their houses with their guns?
Exactly. No, the thing
and
is, yeah.
On the local news, and I'm like, trafficking children. And that they said Pennsylvania, they said Chicago, and they said another state.
Well, it's every goddamn state. It's every state. They're outside of us. I mean, they'd look at themselves as a ruling fucking party over us, a ruling goddamn class above us. Yeah. And they are working to get it up to be okay to rape little children, to commit pedophilia. They're working at it. And we're sitting here fucking watching it. What in the hell happened to our men? No one has to worry about Dennis Perkins hurting anyone again. One prosecutor added, the victims were consulted and were all okay with this. Well, I'm not okay with it. The son of a bitch, for God, Jesus Christ. If this is happening, people, this did happen. I mean, the person, they've admitted it happened. How many years did this go on? How many years did this person commit these fucking unbelievably abomination crimes? Think about what we're talking about here. Do we have cause to get rid of these motherfuckers? To get rid of these private goddamn Blackwater agencies that are unaccountable to our fucking law for some goddamn reason? No, you're not. In fact, you have no jurisdiction over us. You have no authority. We have all the fucking authority. But man, people out there, let's talk about this for another 40 years while this is happening to fucking little kids. That's what we need to do. Because after you go out there, you might get fucking killed. You might get hurt. You cowardly son of a bitches. Warning, the details of this story below are exceedingly disturbing and contain extremely graphic descriptions of the alleged crimes. I thought I heard the guy tried to get in. Maybe not. The Free Thought Project reported at the time Perkins had a history of sexual abuse dating back years, but his position as a SWAT commander allowed him to avoid accountability. He is working for a private fucking corporation. He's wearing a union badge so he can fucking put his semen in goddamn little kids' food, rape them. We probably will never hear the horrible thing. Yeah, you're right. You know, when you spoke earlier, this is going on. It's going on right now. Shit like this and worse right now to little fucking kids. I mean, little kids. Clear down to babies. These son of a bitches have no conscience. They are not goddamn human beings. Court documents describe incidents in which Dennis Perkins used his position as a cop to film up the skirts and down the skirts of women he would pull over. It also details over 5 terabytes of encrypted data containing videos of horrifying acts with children, including Cynthia, holding down a small child while Dennis raped her. God damn it, when does it come to be a goddamn federal offense? And this son of a bitch will not stay in prison, and you know it. This is what they want out there. What's more, according to the court filings, Dennis Perkins should have never been hired to be a cop because he admitted to heinous crimes before getting the job. As WAFB reported, court filings include a job application from 1998 to the Baton Rouge Police Department, where Dennis allegedly admitted to several crimes, including prostitution, sex with a minor, and drug use. The BRPD hiring board at that time voted unanimously not to hire Dennis. He was a reserve deputy with LPSO when he applied for that job. However, he would later go on to be hired to a full-time position and rise up to the ranks of the LPSO, where he would eventually command the entire SWAT fucking division. These are goddamn private fucking businesses! These motherfuckers have no goddamn jurisdictional authority over nothing! They're just another fucking gang of fucking sick, psycho son of a bitches. Do we need more? I mean, I'm going to try and find something that will upset you fucking people enough. I don't know if there is anything. I think you thief fucking people will just take this shit. You've taken it so far. Why shouldn't they think you're going to take it some more? Well, I'm not. Free Thought Project reported in October that Perkins was arrested after a month-long criminal probe headed by the Louisiana Attorney General's office. Then, in December, a grand jury indicted Dennis Perkins on 78 felonies and his wife, Cynthia Perkins, on 72 felonies involving sex acts against children under the age of 13. Jesus! Two non-consenting adults, various unsuspecting victims by means of ingesting harmful substances, and an animal. How fucking much goddamn, you need some cause? You need cause to stand up and put these fuckers, these private son of a bitches, these are private fucking businesses. This is like fucking Walmart. A rape gang that works at Walmart, and they fucking just kill it. Well, they can work at Walmart so they can fucking rape people. They don't stand to the goddamn law because the law is not being enforced. And who's not enforcing it? You and I. Because it was always up to us. They knew what these sick-minded son of a bitches would do to us. That's why the Bill of Rights was fucking written. So they couldn't. But we have to enforce that son of a bitch or they can. And we have to do it with our fucking lives. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that the prior generations didn't have, well, I won't say they didn't have the fucking guts to do it. They didn't have the communications. They didn't have the information in front of them. They didn't have the time. They were making goddamn good money. They could buy a house. They could buy cars. They could buy all the fucking goodies they want. Ship cruises, you know, they were having a good fucking time and putting goddamn bumper stickers on their car said, I'm spending my children's future. And by God, they were.
Henry, we're broke in America.
Oh, fucking man.
And you try to explain that to people out there, it's like, you're broke. Don't you understand what that statement means? Like, are you this brainwashed? Like, have they fucked your mind up that bad that you're broke? That you have paper currency? It's a note.
Paper currency. I can't even open my wallet. If I did, the vacuum in it would suck this fucking planet into it and the rest of the universe. That's how fucking broke we are. We are in a deep, deep, deep depression. And you got this son of a bitch, these communists occupying Capitol Hill with a goddamn army, and they're fucking handing over our country to the goddamn foreigners, to the goddamn Khazar, their Khazarian masters. And then they tell you, you're going to pay $5 a gallon for fucking gas because we're embargoing, putting an embargo on Russia. And boy, goddamn, you'd pay $5 a gallon for gas because they fucking say so. You don't do a goddamn thing about it. You don't take them on as individuals as what they are. They have no goddamn judicial cover. They are, in times of good service, means in times of good service, when these motherfuckers turn against you, you're supposed to kill them. But you didn't. And so, you know, so day after day, man, I mean, host after host comes up, just like, the Free Thought Project, you know, he writes good articles and what might have you. But goddamn it, how much do you need to know? How many children have to be raped? I mean, goddamn, this is going on around the world, these rape rings. They have the fucking lists of names, but their names are on it too, so you're never gonna fucking see any act. They're not going to take care of themselves. They're just not. There's no knight in shining armor gonna ride down off the hill on his white steed and fucking take care of this for you. You will step up as an individual and you will fucking live or die fighting as an individual, or you will I feel for my grandchildren. I feel fear for my fucking great-grandchildren. We will not die in peace. We will not rest in peace. It wasn't destined for us. We have all the other generations before that let this incrementally be fucking shoved into the sky. I was reading a thing from Traffican wrote. And talking about, well, they just declared a democracy. You what? Has any of this been ratified, like the Bill of Rights, the only goddamn law that has been ratified, except for, I think they ratified the Volstead Act, but it doesn't fucking matter, because when the Volstead Act was fucking ratified, it wasn't a goddamn country no more. It wasn't a republic no more. They had already fucking had the Act of 1871 and the Act of 1878 turning it into a fucking corporation. Are we going to let a bunch of God, you know the fuckers that make these business, look at them. Could you whip a whole room full of them? I mean, at 61 years old, I'll whip a whole fucking room full of them. They are nothing. They are manipulators and payoffs and the people. I'll tell you what, it's on you. Because they obviously are people out there in droves that will cover up fucking this animal, and sex with an animal and kids that would cover that up. Oh, yeah, that's a big stack of money, man. I'll keep my mouth shut. Or they're a part of the goddamn Masonic Lodge, and of course they'll keep their mouth shut. That's how they've ruled this goddamn country since its inception. This has to stop. Are you going to be put down to the level of a goddamn dog? Is that what you want? You want to roll down, get down in the mud and roll over and stand up and put your tongue out and beg these motherfucking cock-sucking dirty son of a bitches that have stolen your goddamn country from you? What happened to goddamn American goddamn pride? Do you have any
Henry,
fucking...
Sorry, go ahead. They're talking about eating bugs and shit. They're going to have people down in their goddamn knees eating bugs and shit.
Well, yeah.
This is how psychopathic, unconscious a person can get.
You know how far they will push us, brother?
They're going to push us until I die. I mean, I got what I have, but...
They're going to push us...
I only live one life, and I have to do the right thing. I can't live a thousand lives as being a coward.
I can't either.
I can't do that. I can't even leave it to your grandchildren, my grandchildren, or anybody's grandchildren. I can't. If I have to die right here, right now, and they want to pop some shit off, hey, I don't give a fuck no more, because we can't keep living this way, like you said.
Nope.
Like, anybody has a critical thinking mind that has a brain that God gave them and nature gave you, and you can't see this shit that's going on.
Oh, they can see it.
You get. I'm sorry.
They can see it. They are becoming, they're becoming desensitized to it. I mean, shock.
The normal shit. This ain't normal.
No, it isn't. It's just like, you know, growing up, you can't fight City Hall, you know, fucking, we got the best, government, money can buy. I mean, you are accepting that? You can't fight City Hall? I'll tear the son of a bitch down to the ground.
A lot of military ain't even getting the shot, neither. They're not getting that vaccine shot. I talked to a lot of military people. They're like, no, fuck that shit. I ain't getting that shot.
Exactly. And if we're going to goddamn fight, what the fuck are we waiting on?
We do as being people. You know, they know more. You know, they're like, no, fuck this shit. We ain't getting that shot.
Exactly. And if we are going to fight, what? I want to know what the fuck we're waiting on. For it to be each individual does have to fucking fight by themselves. I'll fight by myself for myself and kill as many as I can, but will the next son of a bitch? Because it's easier to run. That's all there is to it. And these people, the people who can afford to fucking run, can afford to run because they've went along with this shit for so fucking long that they have become desensitized to it, as we were speaking about earlier. When they read something like, I mean, this right here should be goddamn people ripping and tearing. I mean, they should go down there and fucking rip that son of a bitch and his wife out of that fucking jail, string them up in the fucking street, because there is no goddamn law in this country. Hasn't been for a long fucking time. According to court filings, the indictment also includes 61 counts of producing child pornography. And we'll continue with this article when we return.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Welcome to the
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively, Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:45 Pacific Time, and of course that was Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses. And the jungle will burst. You know, you see these fucking people, they come and they, you know, they really file cases, pay lawyers $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 to try to get a kid back that was fucking kidnapped. No fucking due process of the fucking law. No fucking rights under the Bill of Fucking Rights. These motherfuckers are running roughshod. You see them, and that's these. But I'll tell you what, when the fucking people from the jungle break loose, you motherfuckers are going to see a whole new fucking America. You're going to see what we can do. You can see how fucking savage we can be. SWAT commander allowed him to avoid accountability. As a SWAT commander, he was allowed to. I mean, come on! And we could read this shit every fucking day. For 40 years, I've been listening to this shit. What do we do? What can we do? What can we do? Okay, then we've been screaming it for 10 fucking, or 12 fucking years. The Bill of Rights! The supreme law, the people's jurisdiction. We have the right to kill these motherfuckers. They have declared war on our people and on our goddamn, the foundation of our goddamn society. Our law.
Hey, the first article, freedom of speech and the freedom of religion, you were talking on your other show, about that. And, you know, like, I was thinking about that, like, anybody can believe whatever they want to believe.
You bet.
And I'll fight for your rights like you fight for my rights.
Right.
I don't give a shit if you believe in Lucifer. Whatever you want to believe in, as long as you're not violating another human's rights.
Yeah, you know, you can believe in Lucifer.
As long as you're not violating another human's rights and you're under the Bill of Rights, you have a law. Because right now we have rules. And this is what I wanted to bring up, because I was watching something on YouTube. The news reporter said, we have rules in certain states. I'm like, no, we don't. We have law. We either have the Bill of Rights as law, or we have a dictatorship that's controlling your life. That means you're a 14th Amendment subject through their jurisdiction.
Well, they treat you like you're in your custody, don't they? Like you're a child.
When the neighbors up here where I live at, they call the cops on people. If someone makes a noise or, you know, plays music too loud, whatever. And, you know, if you're being a nuisance, whatever, I get that, but...
No, you walk over there and you say, turn the goddamn thing down. They're too afraid. This is the goddamn problem.
The neighbors are afraid. Yeah, like, I don't get it. Why don't they just knock on someone's door and say, hey, can you keep it down a little bit? You know, I'm trying to sleep, or I have to get it for work, whatever the situation might be.
Be pleasant about it. If they want to be a prick about it, yank them out the door and stomp their fucking ass right there on the ground. What the fuck you need a cop for? Especially a goddamn unlawful cop. Especially a goddamn...
It's a corporation cop that gets paid through the federal government. And you can't explain to people that have been stupid or dumbed down all their life, though.
Yeah, it is. I'll tell you what, these cops right here just explained it. I mean, this man and his woman, they just explained it to 150 fucking people. But I mean, you hear about it all the time, you know, like you see a cop beat the hell out of like a kid, you know, or what might have you. Yeah, and you say,
arrest the kid if it's good.
Exactly. Now, what would you fucking do? I'd go shoot that son of a bitch right in the fucking head. You touch my goddamn kid, you die. But most people would go, oh, we got to get a lawyer, one of the king's goddamn esquires, to go into the king's fucking court. And this is the king's court. This is King Chuck's court across his fucking land.
You're talking about, that's what I wanted to bring up, the King James Bible, right? The King James, and that's a king, James. And he's a king.
Yep.
So you're reading a Bible that's a king.
No wonder it says that.
Like, I just never understood the, all the human race, like the mindset of, I know the propaganda and shit, but the mindset of people, if they could just 15 years of being brainwashed and 15 years on brainwashed, and you understand the shit, and we're still sitting on our ass.
Exactly. I was telling people about it 40 years ago. I mean, I'm telling them things, and you see people you ain't seen for 20 or 30 years, and, yo, man, you were right. It was, oh, my God. You know, then are you been doing something about it? Yeah, I would know. I'm just hoping I'll die before it all comes down to the... And I've heard this from several people. I hope I will die of natural death before any of this gets to me. I mean, cowards? Is there a bigger coward in the goddamn world than a person that would fucking know that this shit's going on?
Here's the crazy part, Henry, is that they can't... We're broke in America. What are you going to do, die in a nursing home that they can't pay someone to take care of you? Or take care of somebody?
Well, you're going to die in the goddamn streets is where you're going to...
You know what I mean?
You're going to die in the goddamn streets while some fucking Honduran's kicking back in what used to be your fucking hobble. Because you're hobble to them, son of a bitch and dirt digging bastards. Those third world nobody son of a bitches is a fucking castle. And they're used to sucking ass. They're used to being on their fucking knees. They're born with they've developed through evolution fucking extra padding on their knees because they spend so much goddamn time down there. If these fuckers don't like what's going on in their country, why in the fuck don't they gun up and fucking, or just take the motherfuckers on? It's always that the people outnumber the goddamn their oppressors by thousands to one. And still, they're too fucking cowardly chicken shit motherfuckers to do anything about it. You'll see it in individuals and small groups, but until the jungle breaks open, man, when God did, see, they want to use that food for a goddamn weapon. When you start fucking around down, I mean, you have a city with, you know, a million people in it. You ever had a million people coming at you? And you got the only fucking food and they're hungry? Hungry people will fucking kill you and eat you. They just will. It's part of the survival instinct in a fucking human being. I mean, look at the plane crash with the soccer players. They sure didn't want to, but they sure as hell did. Look at the Donner Party. They sure as hell didn't want to. Well, one of them kind of liked it, I guess. He went and made him a restaurant when he got to San Francisco. And he even gained a few pounds. But a normal human being with any kind of conscience or any kind of morality, No, you don't. But you're gonna I'm telling you what, you're gonna have to. During the Great Depression, people fucking resorted to cannibalism. How could you resort to cannibalism rather than just go take a fucking gun and go take the goddamn food from the fucking rich? Hey, you know what, rich, you motherfuckers are gonna swell up, your fucking bellies are gonna swell up, you're gonna be fucking, you ain't gonna let you have nothing, we'll take it from you, as soon as you get it, we'll take it. We'll take it for ourselves. Yeah, there's a lot more of us than there are you, but we're going to take it, and we're going to be growing. We are growing. There's a lot across this country. I will give that fucking 40 years one thing. There's some fucking serious prepping going that has gone on out there. But prepping ain't enough. You got to protect it. You got to protect your prep, and you got to destroy this goddamn enemy. These motherfuckers despise you. They want you dead. They would do this kind of shit to your children. What kind of people are we talking about here? This is by a private corp. This is like Walmart. Somebody from Walmart going out and fucking, raping kids and doing these unspeakable things. And he's gonna give him a pass. He works for Walmart, and Walmart's a corporation. These fucking corporations, this does not say a country for corporations. It's for individual free sovereigns, and it was for us to be entrepreneurs of our own fucking property, using debt-free silver and gold as money, so that inflation could never steal our country a fucking way from us through the fucking international banks. Who asked the people if it was okay to bring an international bank in here after they had already fucking... Well, they didn't sell the people on the goddamn Constitution because the people never had a chance to vote on it. The people never accepted it. How can you say you are ruling with the consent of the people? Show me that consent. Well, here's when you ask them that, they show you the voter rolls. Now you got 30% of the people, not even a fucking half, not even a majority of the people who are participating in this shit, that are making decisions that the rest of the people do not want. And fucking, you're calling that consent of the people? You're going to find out how many people do not consent when that goddamn jungle busts open. When the people come pouring out. I mean, people don't, you cannot conceive what it's going to be like. This will make every other fucking war since before this look like fucking child's play. This is going to be fucking horrid. It's going to be nasty. But this time, God damn it stops. After that Second World War, mutual assured destruction, we never have to have any more wars. Oh, thank goodness, man. We can go and we can live our lives. We don't have to spend, we already spent $5.5 trillion fucking dollars we got to pay back to get that nuclear arsenal for that mutual assured destruction to stop all fucking war. But at least now we can start using our money for the things, for things we want. We're working for it. We're sweating for it. Yes, sir.
I ain't paying nothing back. They owe me. They owe you. They owe all the people from the trenches. They owe all my neighbors. They owe us.
Oh, you goddamn right. That's what I said. They're paying us.
They stole the gold and silver. They gave us this paper currency, but they owe us.
This biscuit ain't even currency. It's debt.
It's debit, but I'm saying they owe us that money.
Oh,
they
hell yes.
The money that you're stealing.
They owe us they owe us the God for the resources they've taken without due process of law. We are guaranteed due process of the law by us and our guns. We started the goddamn, uprising that was hijacked and called a revolution for these fucking aristocrats so that they could have their own corporate fiefdoms and their own fucking slaves. Well, you ain't gonna get it, you son of a bitches. There are still enough of us to fucking wipe you out, and you know it. But the goddamn fact, what's bothering me, my friend, is that, you know, I come up here, when we were first doing the articles, it was like, look at what they're doing, they don't have the authority to do this or anything. No, they don't have the authority, but nobody had the answer. Nobody had the answer are they fucking oppressing us? Like no people's ever been oppressed in the history of fucking man. They are oppressing us. Look what they're doing to little kids. And they've been doing this for fucking years. And these ain't the only ones. Anybody that thinks these are the only ones, you're a fucking fool. And then we act like we got to. We have to take the moral high ground. Are you fucking? You could be down in a goddamn 40-foot pit and be on the moral high ground above these son of a bitches. The fact is, you're a coward. I mean, would you yourself? Would you want somebody hurt a kid, hurt a child? Would you want somebody,
I'd kill that fucker. I'd probably skin his ass alive.
Of course you would. I caught somebody doing something like that. They die with my hands.
Then they'll have the fucking agencies, FBI and fucking Blackwater USA and all these fucking agencies come out of the woodwork and kill me.
Well, they'd have to do it.
After I skin his ass alive in front of people, then they'd be like, they were hurting a child. They were trying to rape a child.
Yeah. But I mean, how many people would come into that courtroom?
They'll try to twist the story and say that I was, this and that. You know how it works.
But would it matter? I don't care what they do to me. I catch somebody doing that, they die. I'll kill them with my bare hands. I catch you doing that, I will kill you, dead. And I don't give a shit what the consequences are.
That's the problem. They forgot. Like people, a lot, you're older than me, Henry. I'm 43 years old, and I don't understand what happened to my age group is that, we're supposed to, be a man and a woman's supposed to be a woman, and then look at how everything's all fucked up. Like I talked to this one young kid, I think he was 29 years old, he said he don't even want a girlfriend because how everything's all screwed up with the girls and everything.
There's a lot of guys that don't want. Are they vaxxed?
They can't even celebrate Christmas or Thanksgiving. Yep. Most of them don't have families and shit. He's like, everything's going to shit. I'm like, yeah, because we allow it. And I try to explain that people have to come together.
I'll tell you something.
Go on the Bill of Rights. Read the Bill of Rights. Understand your law. Understand the jurisdictions. Don't go off the aberrality and shit. The law of the sea. because that's what they're fucking people over. They want
it's arbitrary and capricious, and it's what they say it is. It's open to interpretation. The true law can only be interpreted one way.
They want people confused so bad that they, well, they want people in fear. That's what it is. It's a fear-based system.
You're goddamn right. Let me check this out.
So, like I tell people, like, you're going to die anyways. Like, what the fuck? Like,
I'm
going to leave this shit for the next generation. I can't do that.
I look at the Arabs. Now, the Arabs, I watched a movie a while back about 1933 when Mussolini was occupying parts of Libya with the intent of occupying all of Libya. Libya was, there, you know, just whenever you're going to be in my empire. The empire builders. I'm not a fucking goddamn slave of an empire. But those Arabs, they fought, and they showed this one guy, he was a famous fighter, and the movie was about him, and the Arabs fought, and they fought, just like the goddamn Afghans. They fought, and they fought, and they fought, but they kept their children. Because in the end, when the guy spoke his last words before he was hung, he said, you will never beat us. Because you know why? We will never stop. He pointed to a kid over there, see him, you're going to fight them next. But this is why they want control of your fucking children. So that they only have to beat one generation.
They always say we always looking out for the best interest of your child. No, the fuck you're not.
Yeah, motherfucker, you. Yeah, exactly. The Arabs, see, they teach their kids to fight, well, just like I was taught as a child. I shot my first gun when I was 6 fucking years old. I had my own fucking 22.
BB gun first, a BB gun, and then run. Like, I used to do the thing we used to do, but a different year. Grab my BB gun and go right outside and start shooting squirrels and shit.
Well, hell yes. But we would
go out and have a, even though I lived in the city, which still wasn't much laws like they have now. Like you can't even have a BB gun up here. They have called cops on you.
Oh my God,
Jesus Christ! I'm like, well, how the fuck do you even defend yourself? Like, how are you teaching these kids? And they're like, I'm like, it's a birthright to have a gun. You know that?
If people,
like, well, you know, I don't want to get in trouble by the cops. And I said, Jesus Christ!
If people could understand
this is your country.
If people could just understand, the most important thing you can teach your child is who he is, what his culture is, and who your enemies are. Your enemies may destroy you, but then they got to destroy the next generation. That's why they're tucking these public schools. Oh, free schooling for all your... We'll teach them how to be fags. We'll teach them how to fucking... We'll let 14-year-olds have their dicks cut off. I mean, this is what we're doing to your kids. When that Arab was standing up on them fucking gallows, he just pointed at the first little boy he seen. He said, see him? You're going to have to fight him, too. And him. Every generation, you're going to have to fight. And we will not stop, and we will win. And they always fucking have. Because they won't stop, and because they don't let nobody get control of their children but them. And they didn't lose their fucking balls in the fucking process. Your number one job is to teach that kid how to defend himself out and how to defend his family against the dirty bastards that you're looking at every fucking day, like this piece of trash I'm reading here. You're looking at this. This is what you got. And these are the son of a bitches you're sending your children to. Are they gonna avenge you? Are they gonna fucking take this goddamn country back? Because you and I don't get to die in peace, my friend. We will not die in peace, and we will not rest in peace, because our children haven't been taught. Teach your children well. That's you can say what you want about the fucking Arabs. They teach their fucking children their fucking beliefs. They don't have no outside son of a bitch. And when you be, like the guy said, you'll kill me, you'll kill my whole generation. He was an old man by then. But then the next generation, you're going to fight them. You're going to fight the next generation. We will not stop. That's why we will win.
Exactly. If they killed me or killed you, Henry, there's always someone going to replace us.
Exactly.
They don't fight for money.
No, they don't. That's a goddamn good point, Charlie. They fight to be, they like the guy said, this is my country. You're not coming in here and just fucking taking my goddamn... You're not just going to pull in... You think about the arrogance. You pull up on...
I think because the programming has been so powerful since the 1940s and 50s. I think because a lot of people, like you said, they've powered up. and they power up so much through that money system that it's like they wrap themselves around that dollar bill.
Oh, God, yes. And that's something else an Arab won't do. But the fact of the goddamn matter is that's why them Arabs can't be beat. Because it used to be a thing where, you know, like in the times of Genghis Khan and such, when when they were doing the raid, especially the Jews and the Khazarians, when they would go in and sack a city, they would kill every male child, 14 and under. Why? Because that child would grow up and he watched what you did to his fucking father. And he's going to kill you. They fear the fucking future too. And if we had taught our children, like I was taught when I was a kid, everybody I know, all my friends, I mean, we live out here in the fucking mountains. We were all taught the same. We were taught that, we were taught how to fight. We were taught how to survive. I mean, it was just life. It was just normal. The shit I bought over the years for the fucking, to fight, to be able to fight, is worn out from just fucking test. Fuck this shit. Stand up like a man. Stand up like that old Arab man. He came straight at him on a fucking horse at a tank. And he didn't care because he knew they kill me. They got to fight the next generation. There's going to be another me and the next generation. And we will not fucking stop until your people say, we ain't going to kill no more people. And eventually Libya did fucking get rid of the goddamn fucking Italians. He got rid of Mussolini. And that's a fucking fact, and this is where we're making our biggest mistake, is not teaching our children, not making them hard-boiled. I'd fuck them schools, man. You put your kid in the goddamn public indoctrination center, you don't care about that fucking kid. You don't care about your future. You might be a kind of person. I don't think that anybody that would do that would even stop somebody from hurting their kid. That's all I can fucking say, because that's really what the Arabs are doing. They're preserving their fucking culture and they're preserving their fucking land, and they will fight and fight and fight and fight and fight generation after generation until you wear out. And if we had that goddamn mentality, we used to have it. We used to have a culture in this country. That's why they had to have the goddamn, the Jews pumped all the other fucking cultures from around the world into this goddamn country. What do they call it? Counterculture, I don't know what the fuck it is. But we all used to be fucking Americans. You said something against American, man, you fucking was going to get your ass kicked. Now it's goddamn, you got goddamn bitches up there, and fuck, I think it was elected there in New York or somewhere it came out. I'm going to turn this country into a socialist country. Should have been arrested right on the fucking spot, put up against the fucking wall and shot. She said it. She said she's going to overturn her goddamn... Go ahead.
I taught my daughter the Bill of Rights, but my ex, she was through the system because she became a teacher.
Yeah.
So everybody kind of criticized me when I was bringing up the Bill of Rights.
Oh, really?
So I tried to teach her the best I could, the time I had with her, because it was through the courts and shit, the family court, I guess what it was.
Through those unlawful family courts?
I did the best I could, her mother would put me through hell and back, but... the only thing I told my daughter is that you have the Bill of Rights. It's the highest law of the land. No one can tell you what to do as long as you're not violating somebody else's rights.
Exactly. I mean, and hopefully she'll get to the point. But see, they have so many fucking playthings. That's why all these goddamn toys you see. That's why the kids sit on the couches so long they can't even get into the armed services, because their bone structures have been changed because they sit on their fucking ass and play games.
They don't even go outside and play. They don't even play outside anymore, I noticed.
No!
They don't, like, sports and shit. They don't, do shit like that anymore.
When we were just little tiny guys, man, two sticks and two nails, and we had us a machine gun. We were playing fucking army, digging holes in the yard and
we used to have,
yeah.
And, like, we didn't have regulations, as they call it, but we're supposed to have, we're supposed to live in the pursuit of happiness and liberty and freedom.
Yes, you are.
I'd be careful with that. Violating someone's rights, let's say you hurt somebody.
Exactly.
You might be talking about stupid civil rights or some bullshit. You know?
There cannot be civil right. The civil right is granted by the government. We don't have civil rights. In fact, the notion that the government can grant our rights, or the notion that the their Supreme Court can fucking judge or regulate our rights is erroneous. That's why everything that's been done to our Constitution, I mean to our Bill of Rights, like the 1968 Gun Control Act, every fucking, when they seize your fucking shit on the side of the road, it's a direct violation of the fucking Bill of Rights, and everybody fucking knows it, but they just sit there and they fucking ignore it. No, you enforce that son of a bitch on the spot. If everybody did, they couldn't do this to us. And if you were if I was young and right now, and I'd have to think about having children. But if I had children, they would be raised. I mean, it would be total. They'd never see the inside of a fucking goddamn schoolhouse. They would be out in the goddamn woods. By the time they were fucking 13, 14 years old, they would be fucking commandos. And that's what everybody should do. And they would be told why. Why you were being taught this way. My dad told us why. My dad told me 100 times, we have fought the world and we're going to have to do it again. That's why every weekend you're out there on the goddamn range. I mean, we come home from school, load bullets. This is when we're older after the BB guns. We would load bullets and we'd have bags of bullets, man. We have tons of fucking bullets. And we'd go out there and he'd start out with fucking, there was a old dead snag out there and he put a fucking silhouette target on it. And he'd make a stand with our back to it. And he would say in a fucking voice that he meant killed. My dad didn't talk this way. But he said, kill that man! And you were to turn around and boom! Shoot. I must have done that 10,000 fucking times. But he still could not trust us to fucking take his back until he saw us fucking open up on our own and not without, you know, some people can't do it. Once he knew we could do it, he knew he could count on us. And he did count on us. I mean, there was any trouble, he came straight and got me, man, and I'm the motherfucker that straightened it out. I straightened it out, me and my motherfucking pistol straightened it out, or my fists, period. But, you know, I was raised right.
Hunt a human being is just something compared to hunting a deer. I mean,
yeah, there is. It's true, Charlie. I've seen people I've been in exchanges of gunfire, and I have seen people fucking melt.
If there's just two of you, get out there and practice. You know, get way away. You know, and you can spend hours just stalking and just
you can
try not to even breathe.
Yeah, well, you can be the best shot in the fucking world. If you can't pull the trigger, it doesn't matter. The whole thing is, I have seen people that could fucking, I have myself, man, gun goes off, within 3 seconds I'm returning fucking fire over the top of a fucking rig. And I mean,
You better be accurate because he gets the next shot.
Well, I don't know. It was in the dark. And we'd went through a creek and got the distributor wet. And we were sitting there just drinking. We were outside the fence. And somebody comes, I see a spotlight coming out through the field, and it gets about halfway through the field, and boom! All the lights immediately, me and my bro, I mean, we rode together for years, all our fucking lives. The lights went out immediately. I grabbed a 9mm pistol off the fucking seat. I aimed right for that fucking light, and I went, boom! Kept lifting the gun, boom, boom! And I guarantee you that goddamn light went out. My friend then took a pen light and he dried the inside of the distributor out. When he was ready and we were ready to go, he fired it up and we, you know, took off with the lights off and the light came back out on and boom, when I shot like that, I put that son of a bitch back there and boom, 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 I just emptied the fucker. I mean, I don't know where the bullets went. I really don't fucking care. You shoot at me, I shoot fucking back. And I shoot, and if I can aim and hit you and kill you, I'm gonna fucking do it.
No, I was talking about just practicing with blanks. Still,
no.
Yeah, I can imagine real fast.
Well, I grew up in a place where they're running battles down the goddamn roads. This is one of the last places to be civilized in the fucking Northwest. I mean, it right up there with fucking Alaska and the rest of them. I grew up next door to a missionary. Okay, so there were still missionaries here then. And this was a dangerous, dangerous place. Going to this small little town. A little logging town. If you get back off the hill, you look down at it, you'd think there was a few buildings out in the woods, and that was the town. But by God, the people here didn't take no fucking, nobody called the cops. In fact, they passed a law back in the 70s that you had to have a 12-gauge shotgun or better in every house. And all men over the age of 18 were to carry a sidearm. Now, it wasn't enforced, you know, they wouldn't come and get you or give you fine, try to fine you or anything. But they said they put the law in the books because it's harder to change the law than it is to make one. So we have in this city right here, which see now since 1984, they've changed it to a goddamn corporate, a corporation from a township. So now they think that they can just fucking dictate, well, this is our corporate, no, this is our township. We built the motherfucker. It's our goddamn money that built it. It's our goddamn sweat that built it. And you motherfuckers ain't taking it. You're going to see when the time comes, when you're hanging out in the goddamn street, how fucking important you are. You're not taking it. And again, I would emphasize fucking majorly, get your children out of those goddamn fucking indoctrination centers and teach them how to be goddamn fighters, because they're going to have to be. Because they're not just going to stop with this. If we pound them down today, so they'll squirm right back up out of it like they have time and time and time again. Through the fight, we got to wipe the god. We got to go to the root of the problem: the Rothschilds, the royal families. You know, the goddamn crown heads of Europe. All these pricks that are fucking think that when they drop out of a fucking the right hole that they're some kind of goddamn better than you are, and learn them that they are not fucking better than we are. What you are is dead, son of a bitch. You're not going to rule my life. I will live by my own will. I'll leave you alone, and you're going to leave me alone. You don't leave me alone, I won't leave you alone. Tit for fucking tat. Justice. That's what justice is. At any rate, guys, it's been a hell of a Friday. And we will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I mean, you people who have your kids, I mean, you look at your fucking kids and you're either the kind of person who wouldn't go to defend them. You know, the teacher said, the teacher did this, the teacher did that. Teacher had my kids' balls cut off, so I'm going to sue them. Suing wouldn't be good enough for you if you're a goddamn man. Somebody does something like that to your kid, you fucking kill them. But if you're one of the people that fucking that are just starting out, don't send your kids to those fucking indoctrination centers. In the state of Oregon, you don't have to know reading, writing, or arithmetic. You don't have to know how to read and to get a fucking high school diploma. Why are you sending them? What do you think they're teaching them there? They're teaching them how to be queers. They're teaching them that it's such a, all right
it's
to be
free daycare.
Pardon?
They want free daycare. That's
exactly it. In the 70s, you know, they had the 70s recession. And then all the moms put their kids in daycare to go to work, and the goddamn daycare cost more than the woman could fucking make. That made real sense, didn't it? What do you think they were really up to, people? I think I know. I think it's pretty goddamn evident. I think you better pull your children back, and you better fucking straighten them out. I'll tell you what. The Arabs will come over here and kick your ass because they won't stop and they won't let their children be taught to be fucking the little boys to be little girls and the little girls to be little boys. They have their fucking way, they have their culture, and it's fucking eons old, and they ain't backing off and they won't stop. The whole thing has to be, we won't stop until you are destroyed. You will not defeat us. You might kill one of us. You might kill a bunch of us. You might kill fucking 2 million of us. But we will not stop until you are destroyed, until you have answered to justice. We will make sure you answer to justice. We owe it to the ones who did not stop. That is the word.
Just send them Bush and Cheney, and I think they'd leave us alone.
Well, no, there's just a ton of them. We harbor goddamn international war criminals by the fucking oodles here. I mean, goddamn, what Barack Obama, what did he do? He committed genocide in fucking Libya. And he said, he's the communist leader, and they've taken Capitol Hill, and people are, look there, they look up on Capitol Hill, yeah, there's a goddamn army up there, they're all telling us they're communists,
Yemen.
Pardon?
And Yemen.
Industrial gotta go.
All right, you guys did it the same.
Industrial gotta go. All these corporations got to go.
Agreed.
All this shit got to go.
Agreed. Go ahead, Charlie.
I just said Yemen. He said Libya, but I mean Yemen and Syria and
God damn, name it.
He doubled the war.
This is empirism, and I'm not going to live in somebody's goddamn empire. They're, like I said, I'll skin them alive, and you show me the difference in them and one of their soldiers, fucking one of their fucking subjects, skinned alive. I'll skin them alive too for fucking fighting against the fucking freedom and liberty of my people and fighting against our law. Fighting to defy our fucking law and take our goddamn country from us. You get there with a goddamn pointer and you show me the difference in them motherfuckers and I'll show you there ain't none. The only thing is people in people's fucking minds and their tiny little fucking minds. The people who are, you know, have been elevated in this country haven't been elevated because they were the fucking smartest people or because they were the most ambitious people or anything, or the best at what they do. The intellectual supreme of our country has been driven down. They have spent money. I mean, they don't care about money no more. They're telling us we already owe them what four or five times what the fucking earth's worth. You think they care about money? I don't. What they care about is power.
The best of our people were killed in all the damn wars.
Exactly correct. In the wars for the wrong fucking reason. They were told they were going to kill for freedom and liberty. Freedom and liberty for fucking who? What you did was you went to goddamn Europe and you preserved international communism. You went to fucking goddamn China and you preserved international communism. That's what you fucking did. That Roosevelt was a goddamn hardcore communist sitting in there. I mean, that is an act of treason. That is collectivism. This country's based on individualism. Opposites. Absolute opposites. And we never should have allowed it. And most of the people didn't want to. But they just went along, you know, oh God, well, at least it's over there, you know. All I gotta do is send my kid over there. They might die. But it's just, I mean, this is when I guess people quit caring about the kids. You know, I think the Arabs care more about their fucking kids. And even though they're teaching them how to fight and kill and die and do whatever they have to hold on to their fucking, to their sovereignty of their country and their culture. I think they're fucking braver fucking people. At least they don't quit. Anyways, we'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast. And until then, think about it. That's all you can do at this point in the ball game because everybody else is fucking sitting there shitting themselves. Because, I mean, God, you outnumber somebody, goddamn, outnumbering somebody as much as we outnumber these pricks and sitting there shitting yourself. You're pathetic. And that is the word from the trenches.
Have a good weekend, brother.
Thank you, brother. You do the same.
I have done all I can do. Cookies!